Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, and it is now, well, January the 24th, a Monday night. We're here between 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've got some news. We got some news that some don't want to hear about. I know that. But I want you to know that tonight we've got to tell about it. We've got to go on to Moscow, where there's 31 dead the last I saw, hundreds probably harmed, and it's a terrorist bombing. It is combined with waking up this morning to Kent State, the Stark branch out here close to where I live, where there's a bomb threat. We have a young man living in our home. It's our nephew, and he goes to that school. We found out, not from the news, but because he called and could not get onto campus, and everybody was being sent away. There was a shooter in Detroit in the police station shooting at all the cops. They shot back. He's dead. And then just north of me, there are homes that exploded. 15 to 20 were on fire. Thousands had been evacuated in that Fairport Harbor neighborhood. I guess it was a gas line. Something occurred and devastated and rocked the whole city here north of us. Theme for the week, January 24th through the 28th, hundreds of millions have been lied to. Let me say it again. Hundreds of millions have been lied to. Many have swallowed the deception. They then aid and abet the dark side. The Mayan prophecies, yeah, we're going to jump into it already. The dark gods, small g, of human sacrifice. Going to ask the question again, are the Mayan gods coming back? Now, one of the reasons I knew that 2011 would be eclipsed by 2012. I knew that 2011 would be looked over as everybody's kind of looking over the shoulder of 2011 for what's coming down in 2012. So once again, as I'm interacting with the information, I go back to the federal officer's wife. She was in satanic ritual abuse, her grandmother out of Germany. She brings me a picture back of Otto Kreitz, an SS soldier. On the back of the picture, the black and white picture, are the words, "The Black Flame." She was the one that we interacted with for 4 years here in Northeast Ohio. She was one of the most powerful. She was like a psi warrior. She was a ritual worker. She had numerous personalities inside, tremendous powerful demons on the inside, and she had the ability to look very passive, very pitiful, and draw individuals in. I can tell you so many stories. I've written about her in the book, The Black Awakening. But a federal officer's wife, what does that have to do with Guatemala, the Mayans, 2012, and all the rest? Now listen, it was in the 90s that we had worked with this woman. The Circle of Dominion. I can remember the phone calls that would come into the office, that would come into my home. It was individuals from the Circle of Dominion telling us to back away, to get away, to leave this woman alone, because we were dealing with, something they felt was theirs, their property. They considered this woman their property. They owned her, according to them. Now, we engaged the ritual working. We engaged spiritual warfare. We engaged deliverance with her again and again. We engaged the attempted murder of a staff member by a sub-personality trained inside to, to do, literally, to bring about to kill, right in the federal officer's home. And so it's quite amazing to me that in dealing with this, we dealt with the Circle of Dominion and three Guatemalans. These Guatemalans showed up at my home in the greater Akron area. These Guatemalans were connected to, dark powers, drug running, sacrifice. They'd come from Guatemala. They seemed on the outside to look like very peaceable people, but when they showed up at my home at 3 o'clock in the morning, coming to either bring damage to the home, to me, or the attempted abduction of my daughter. You see, this woman, the federal officer's wife, she was into Hecate, the goddess, and summoning the powers and sending them our way and infiltrating and again being set up. I can remember the time in Cleveland as we were looking for the federal officer's wife. She was abducted by the group, supposedly, and they continued to call and ask me to come down into the area to find her. So I went disguised down into the area in Cleveland. There was the Guatemalan, two of them, hiding behind a car next to the home where the priestess lived. Law enforcement was called in, and literally, I mean, so pounded on the door of this person's home that it was going to be broken down unless she opened it. Took her a long time. The officers went rushing into this room. When I walked in, the priestess looked up at me and was shocked that I was standing in the middle of a ritual room. Ritual stuff all around. And it all reminded you of the kind of Haitian and Southern, not just Palomombi, but deeper and darker stuff that involved attempted death rituals, human sacrifice, the shedding of blood. This week, as we begin to jump into the truth about Mayan spirituality and the 2012 spiritual phenomena, we are going to unravel some and look at the connections. Let me tell you now that the spiritual presence behind and fostering the Mayan spirituality, the 2012 prophecies, and let me tell you something, it's affecting hundreds of millions. It is a global phenomenon. And we're going to jump into it because I believe that it has everything to do with the end of days. Some of the news reports today, the Moscow police bombing, the police shooting in Detroit, the Kent State, claim of a bomber there. And so it's been kind of a wild morning. And in the context of this, we've been getting new invitations for new radio shows that we've never done before, so we'll be putting those up. We were with Watchman Radio over the weekend, Richard Keltner, and gave me a lot of time to speak and share, and we put a link up to the MP3 of that we did with them on Saturday night. Also had an invitation, maybe this friend is listening, ask if I'd like to preach in some churches in New Jersey and New York. Obviously, we're going to take every opportunity we can. But we are coming to New England, Connecticut. That's March the 25th, 26th, 27th at the CSEE conference. And so we're going to hope you're going to be there. And listen, check it out on the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. If you're brand new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar. And the website, shatterthedarkness.net, well, it's all there for you to take a look at. And hundreds of downloads, materials, and we're trying to keep it freshly updated on a daily basis now. And you can have a part in taking a look. Some of the news, some of the specific messages. We are responding to emails, and I'm going to bring out one of those here in a few moments. Now, if you look over the website, you're going to see the theme for the week, Dark Gods of Human Sacrifice. Monday, we're going to deal with this, the truth about Mayan spirituality and the 2012 spiritual phenomenon. Tuesday night, the truth about charged areas, spiritual warfare in high places. Wednesday night, the truth about satanic synchronicity, Psi warriors and the Mayan temples and the dark gods. Thursday night, we're going to talk about the truth behind the prophecies and how they layer the Luciferic globalism, everything leading towards the globalism. And then Friday night, the truth about ancient ruins wherever in all of the world. And we have others that are in the middle of digs right now at ancient ruins. And all I can do is give you the warning. Watch out what doors you open. Watch out what objects you touch. And watch out what readings you decipher. if inspired by, conceived by, and still attached to the demon gods and goddesses, then old doors can be reopened and spiritual effect can occur. Hey, don't forget Light Along the Way, Shelly Dizdar. Brand new broadcast. My wife is out there on her third one. Appreciate those who've been listening, and we're helping her beef up her sound a little bit, and she does a great job in conferences and speaking all these years. So it's a new venture for her, and it's called Light Along the Way. The ladies are loving it. Others are loving it, and she's got folks now listening from three other continents. And she's excited about it. She has a fourth week coming up towards the end of this week, and about the sanctity of human life. Now, we have the training course, The Black Awakening. 24 hours. People have been asking about it. We're now offering it to everybody. It's just out there for everybody. Free. It's on the front website. The Book of Acts Field Manual for the End of Days. We've begun with the website. We'll begin with the content soon. We also have the Politics of Religion, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to be there April the 1st and the 2nd. So take a look at the website. You're going to see all the stuff. There's a new newsletter out. In that newsletter, there's about seven courses that are all up, four more to be added, two more that will be brand new. So there's hundreds of hours. Yeah, we're going to ask tonight, you know, why in the world even deal with this? I mean, if you study the scriptures at all, you can go back to the Old Testament. You can go to 2 Kings chapter 21, 22, 23. You can read about Manasseh and see what he did. You can read all about how the entire city, the doors been opened by Manasseh. They always needed somebody to open the doors. But the spiritual encroachment of the dark side took over the entire city. I mean, God finally came in and spoke about this, describing, here's the headlines out of heaven, innocent blood has been shed from one side to the other, one side of the city to the other, because the doorways had been reopened. There's a reason why we deal with this. There's a reason why. It involves the subjugation and slavery and bondage of human lives. It involves the ending of lives, the suffering of lives, harm to life. If a rapist is in my community, I want him caught. I want him stopped. I want people to be aware that there's danger. If there's an abductor who steals children, needs to be dealt with. So we must understand, Jesus said Satan is the father of lies. He's a murderer, operative in the end of days as never before in human history. So this is all about a clear warning, without which we could not be spiritually faithful in unleashing all the word of God and all of the warning and all of what's going on in light of a indestructible at this point in history, enormous hope offered to the world. There is a great new age coming, the millennium. The Prince of Peace is going to return. There is a day in which the Lamb will lie down with the lion, and there is a day in which there is the healing of the nations, and there is a new heaven and new earth. There is a day in which God's going to intervene, but there is a vast, it is the real conspiracy, because it is involving real individuals over many different years in hidden, supernaturally laced and empowered hidden areas. The regime is building, the Antichrist is coming, and the chaos that brings millions down and nations of the world into collapse. Well, it's not too far from us. If you're talking about the coming of Christ, well, prior, there's things that are going to happen. And if you're listening right now and you're an inquirer, you're just wanting to find out what we're talking about, ultimately, above everything else, here's the central message. God loves you. God knows you. And this may be a providential moment in your life. Prayers have gone up for this hour. Prayers have gone up, whether you're listening by satellite, listening by internet radio there in Boulder City, Nevada, locally, or by the archives, and there are thousands of you downloading in up to 90 countries of the world. So I need to say hello to so many of you, and I've noticed in Bangkok and Manila, and again, new cities throughout China, and to the Russians, the Russian Federation. All over the world, we're saying hello to you. We're finding that we have friends all over that are listening. We find that there are those that have gotten saved, that have written to us. We're finding that there are those that are glad for the content. And all I can say is that we're glad to be here by the hand of God. There are two different spiritual rivers running, one coming south of heaven and one coming north of hell. There is the hand of God. There is the grace of God. It is unleashed. Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus Christ on a cross shedding his blood. Why did he do that? Now, I think the psychics, and I think that New Agers, and I think that many others that are seeking need to take a look and ask why. I mean, if this is God in human flesh, as the prophet said, as the angel said, as the demons trembled in fear, then on that cross, what he did, the claims are, now listen, he did it for you on a personal basis. With the words that nobody else could speak, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As we step into so many different discussions and items, so many different themes that we deal with, part of this is about warning. I mentioned there was a tiny place, and literally it's not a tiny place. It was Jerusalem, and years and years and years ago, and Josiah had to come in, and because the spiritual practices running, from Hell's Kitchen, into the lives, all the way to the lives of the king, politicians, the government. It overtook everything because doorways were opened and nobody seemed to do a thing about it. See, some people can live with their heads buried in the sand, which only means one thing, that their hind end is sticking up in the air only to be kicked. Living in denial about what is occurring, living, and I want to say this in the end of this age. I want to say that it's a spiritual tragedy for us not to give the warning. A simple verse, one specific verse. Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. God commands, be devoted to prayer continuously. And then right in there, the Spirit of God says, being watchful. Now, that's a powerful word. Christians are commanded to be watchful, looking for the impending danger, looking for the spiritual danger that is out there. You can go to 1 John, where the Spirit of God says, these things were written to you concerning those who were out there trying to lead you astray. And about a third of the New Testament deals with spiritual counterfeits and deception and seduction, all of which deals with, in the end of days, the ramping up is off the charts. And so, yeah, we care whether there are spiritual rapists and predators in the neighborhood and in the land, because it always means the destruction of souls, the destruction of lives. It always means their pressured goal of keeping you, your family, your children, the people of your nation blinded to the pure, simple gospel of God's love for you, of Christ's coming for you, and of the clarity of a salvation that is unprecedented, that is unequaled, that, it involves God coming into your life, total forgiveness and freedom from the power of sin. It includes your spirit being made alive to God instantaneously, being born again, saved. It includes the gift of eternal life. It includes a glorified body in the future, seeing God face to face. And my friends, I want you to know that if you're lost, if you don't know Christ, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you right now, then you're here for a reason. Even if you're purposely monitoring, as some do, every single word, every single radio hour that we speak, I wonder where it's being sent. I wonder where the information is being sent. Some people have no idea about the underside, the dark side, and how it is so sophisticated, and the surveillance society is rising. Oh, it's already there. Monitoring all, watching for its day, for the apocalypse, anthropos, anamos. That is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, my friend. And God gave us the heads up. Far be it from me not to take it. Far be it from me to sit back in spiritual lazy land and not be prepared myself, let alone preparing others, in a call that the Spirit of God has given with an urgency in these last days to be ablaze for God and to step out and reach the world. Well, it involves, without question, evangelism is the cutting edge of what God is doing, and it is also the cutting edge of spiritual warfare. If you're out there as a real Spirit-filled soul winner, you're going to engage. Not only will you see the dark side and even manifestation through lives that have opened up to that dark side, but you're going to see the power of God, the authority of Christ. You're going to see the compassion of the Lord, just like Mark's Gospel chapter 5. There's so much of it, but here we are tonight. Here we are tonight going all the way back to ancient sites, and there's a reason why Josiah, you know, would destroy those ancient sites and destroy the objects and grind them down and take all of the occult, charged, demonized objects, the tools that were used, all of it, and destroy it and bury it and put a latrine over top of it so that nobody could go back and get any pieces of the charged objects. Because as those doorways were shut, and as God brought a restoration in that day, that didn't mean that the ancient demons, the ancient gods, died. They'll look for their turn. They'll look for another opportunity, just the way Satan did Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. After his engagement and audacity to call the Son of God to bow down and worship him, when he lost that battle, clearly, the scripture tells us he went away looking for another opportunity. That happens all the time. Spiritual warfare means that we have a cutting edge of information, knowing what is going to be happening, what is going to occur, and that's vital. Why deal with it? Why deal with 2012? Why deal with the Mayan prophecies? Why deal with all of it? Well, let's go over a few reasons why tonight, first of all. Number one, it is here. It is here in the face of humanity. And it's going to be a major influence worldwide. I don't doubt that many of you listening have seen documentaries or heard about books or heard talk shows that exalt Mayan spirituality, exalt the spiritual presence and power and wisdom of the ancient Mayans, that exalt the temple areas. I'm not sure that many have heard the other side of the story. Almost everything I've heard about the Mayans on the radio talk shows worldwide, and on documentaries, and I have bought about 6-7 of them and watched another 6-7 of them, and of the massive number of YouTube videos and so forth, and then engagement in the past with Guatemalans that would have carried the kinds of spirituality that's from those sites right here to my doorstep. Another part of this deals with we're going to visit a family where missionaries brought Mayan girls out of that area to the United States. They are safe. They've been living for a long time with this family, and they have had the gospel given to them. They have been loved and cared for, and they can tell the story of their own father being sacrificed in a Mayan spiritual ritual that would have occurred sometime there in the 90s. And see, people have thought that it has all gone away. Ancient gods that led societies into human sacrifice. Well, it's no different. They're no different. They'll do it again and again. And as a matter of fact, Jesus gave the warning. The Word of God gives the clarity on this. It'll be off the charts in the end of days. That's why there is a connection to the underground satanic ritual abuse side. That's why there are those that have been involved in the ancient rituals right here in the United States, all through Europe, up there in Canada, over there in Australia, even there in Russia. Let me tell you clearly that many of the rituals may include some of the old style that have been and are being done among the Mayan. Others have believed and have written that Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcan, oh, they say he was a great god, and he was a great, listen, I read stories, I've read books, I've seen the documentaries, I've seen people talk about him, I've seen people revere him. I have seen lately where there are those that have written and said Kukulcan, that Quetzalcoatl was just like Jesus. I've got a picture of a painting of Quetzalcoatl with a ritual knife stabbing it through the eye socket into the brain of a human being in human sacrifice. Anybody tell the real story about Quetzalcoatl, about Kukulcan? Anybody tell that this may have been Nephilim? This may have been, if not Nephilim, then the most charged, demonized priest of the demons that I've ever seen. And you're talking about leading a culture into the destruction of hundreds of thousands. Some say, Italian archaeologists, that maybe 50 to 70,000 human sacrifices occurred in the last few years. There is a reason why that society was shut down. It is my opinion, it is my belief, that sites like that all over the world were shut down. The Nephilim architecture, or at least, and it's still bad, demonically inspired architecture for the temples, for the sacrifice, for all of that. And people say, hey, that's all the past. It's all, no, listen, I've just got done saying, it's here in the face of humanity. What I've seen in the last 5 years alone is that it has probably brought influence spiritually, or at least hundreds of millions have heard, and many have written, many have done film documentaries. I have watched as they sat on the stairs of the kind of ziggurat temple where the heads rolled, where the blood was shed, where human beings were tortured, where children were burned and sacrificed. I watched them sit on those places talking about the peaceful, mild, quiet spirituality of the Mayans. They don't have a single idea what they're talking about. It's in the face of humanity. Let me give you another reason. Does the Christian have any voice? Is the believer in Christ allowed to say anything? Do we just simply say, I'm saved and we're going to heaven and can't wait to get out of here and leave everybody else drowning in dark, dark spiritual waters? It's not what we see in the book of Acts. Evangelization brings exposure, it brings salvation and healing and deliverance, and that is what is needed. And since we've got this open forum for such a time as this, then it is our clear calling by the Spirit of God urgency to say to New Agers, to remote viewers, to Psy warriors, to those who are testing the ayahuasca and talking to the shamans and desiring to meet the spirits that dwell in, on, and around the old Mayan ruins. You are in the gravest of spiritual danger. You are being drawn in. They want the doors opened. They want what's deeply buried there to be reopened. They want the prophecies that have been embedded there to be lifted up and released. You wouldn't know about 2012 if it wasn't for the Mayan prophecies. You wouldn't know about 2012 if it wasn't for those who have been drawn down, those who've engaged, those who've researched, those who felt spiritually led, guided, those who've had experiences directly claiming to talk to the gods in those temples. Now disseminating the information. Now unleashing it. Later this week, I'll talk about how the content buried there may have been plotted, planned. The content plotted, planned, and laid to rest there, now being demonically resurrected for the world to hear. It may include a strong spiritual layering of the Luciferic inspiration for globalism. You watch. Even the movies 2012 and others coming out. So 2011 may be eclipsed clearly by 2012 spiritual pressure. The bulging of that side in its movement towards what it seeks to accomplish. And God has given us a heads up. The problem is most do not understand. I mean, there are those that meticulously will learn the language and go down and learn the prophecies of the ancient Mayans and other places around the world. They will study ancient occult writings and look into other languages, and they'll get a hold of Albert Pike, and they'll look into dogma and morals and dogma, and they will look at the things there that speak about a chaos before a new world order. But they'll be clueless about what the Spirit of God said in revelation of what all of that really means. So why deal with it? It's here in our faces. Why deal with it? The body of Christ with massive biblical content embedded in the faith needs to unleash and unravel all of that biblical revelation. And the biblical revelation doesn't say just that Christ is coming. It is packed with three specific threads to its prophetic theme. Number one, what God is going to do all the way to the coming of Christ, all the way to the great white throne judgment. Those are all future events that will occur explicit, detailed, just as described by the Spirit of God. Now it also says, here's the second thread, it says in the future what mankind will be doing in response. Even Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years old, is speaking about the end of days and what is going to be the response, the emotion, the spirituality of those in the most spiritually deceiving and the most spiritually and physically destructive days in human history. And that's what I think most are not understanding. The third thread of biblical, specifically New Testament prophetic revelation, God spells out exactly what the dark side is going to do in its evolution of its spirituality, of its seduction, of its deception, and of the plotted and planned events of the coming great chaos, the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet, the opening of the abyss, and the ultimate goal of Armageddon. And I'm going to tell you something here. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you tonight about eight things that I think Mayan prophecy and Mayan spirituality is already doing. Why deal with it? Well, it's here. Why deal with it? Because we must have a voice. Why deal with it? Because we must bring great warning and a call to come to the living Christ, the Savior that died to set us free, not bring us into bondage. The Savior that gave His life as a sacrifice and doesn't call us to come and shed our blood. What if this is part of the deepest spiritual deception ever in history? Wouldn't it be a horrible spiritual neglect for the body of Christ not to deal with it? Wouldn't it be a tremendous spiritual neglect that pastors and leaders do not understand how Mayan spirituality bleeds into old occultism, completely fuels the New Age, and absolutely is icing on the cake of real Luciferic agenda? This all deals with prophecies and spirituality of the last days. It's about even opportunity to bring individuals to Christ. By God's grace and providence, I'll be going to meet the two young girls. These two young girls that have come from and are Mayan. And as I received back the information, I'm going to be told that I can talk with them about what occurred to their father, what was done to him, and the ritual sacrifice. That's going to be enormous. Now, some of you have gone to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, and you've taken a look. There's an individual, a friend I've never met face-to-face. His name is Paul. I'm not going to say his last name. And he's not the only one that has written. And if anybody listened about 4 months ago, we've talked about going down to the Mayan temples. In an evangelistic, in a research, it's what we do. We call it a REAP trip. It involves research. It involves evangelism. It involves exposure. It involves a lot of prayer. It's kind of like what I think Paul did when he was in Athens. Paul did when he was in Ephesus. Paul did when he was, or even Philip when he went into Samaria. That's my image of that kind of ministry and what we've done locally in about 60 cities around us in 3 states. But I got a letter from an individual, and I've got a few others that have been either down there already or going down to the temples. So this dear friend has written and has said why he was going down. And now I'm just going to read you the email that he sends back, because now, since I've put this email up, and he gave permission for that, others have now written saying they are also plotting to go down there, or they've already been down there. And they're saying the same thing that this fella is saying. Paul is giving you a testimony of his engagement. And what's vital for us to know is missionaries going down to the area. Evangelism, there should be massive evangelistic, you know, activity. You've got to understand the embedded Catholic system there. You've got to understand the spiritual presence. And now that the doors have been opened, now that the temples have been reopened, now that carvings and stone and demonized objects and the architecture that was given by spirit-guided inspiration, dark spirit, one of the most powerful human sacrificing machines has been reengaged. Paul writes in an email to me, quote, "I just wanted to update you on my trip to Mexico. By the way, I sent him emails along the way, and I stood in prayer for he and those who he told me was going with him. I quote, I just wanted to update you on my trip to Mexico. We just got back home 2 hours ago. The time my wife and I spent in Chichen Itza was both awesome and disturbing. Our guide, who is of Mayan descent, gave us detailed explanations of all the sites we visited. He described the meaning of all the different stone carvings on the various temples and what the mindset and beliefs of the people was who built them. It was amazing how their beliefs lined right up with the New Age movement. Serpent worship was represented on every building, and almost every site was dedicated to ritual human sacrifice. He told us that many of the Mayans and others believe that Kukulcan, or the Mayan Quetzalcoatl, was really Jesus. Do you understand? That's what's being pushed by those filmmakers, book authors, those connected to the New Age, even Psy Warriors and remote viewers. They're all pushing the same thing. I even heard one book author that wrote Quetzalcoatl is just like Christ downplay the human sacrifice as something that we do not understand is really a good thing. I go into this quote here. Quote, on a hunch or on a church, he showed us where carved serpent heads had been taken from a Mayan site and used to build the church. He told us that the first Catholic priests told the people that their gods, small g, were the same as the Christian gods in order to get the people to convert. The whole area felt so heavy with darkness, it was almost unbearable. And it was so sad to know that so many had willingly given their life for false gods. I tried to be polite to our guide, and most of the time I prayed with my eyes opened silently so as not to make a show of what I was doing. On the last sites we visited, it was a place where, listen, Chinote, it's a place where virgin girls washed in a ritual stream bath and then willingly threw themselves into the water to drown, the sonatas. You know, where now the archaeologists and the divers are going to find hundreds and hundreds of skulls in those. I mean, it looks like a beautiful pool of water, those sonatas. But once you dive in and go, there are all of those skulls, all of those virgin girls gave their lives. And some people don't think it's important. Nothing changes until Christ returns and ends forever and always this radical dark side. What we talk about concerning the Mayan and Mayan spirituality of the past, the demon gods that guided and led, no different. And the streams that are now connecting and now influencing hundreds of millions, Europeans and those in Scandinavian countries and the English and Canadians and those from around the world are going down to hotbed, dark spiritual places where the same gods, same goddesses have been summoning, calling, guiding. I'll talk about this. I think it's Wednesday, satanic synchronicity. I'll give some examples. Let me go on and finish this email. Quote, at that place, my wife and I were able to go to a place alone and fervently pray that the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth would cover all the evil deeds, deceptions, and bind any evil presence. Now, I got to stop there. You see, if nobody intervenes, it's like Goliath on the field yelling and screaming and blaspheming. If David would have never gone, how long would they have stayed in the rocks? Satanic ritual abuse. If no one goes after it, who's going to help the 4, 5, 6 million, including Canada, Australia, Europe, and England, and Russia? Maybe 50 million or more. Listen to the testimony of Paul. Quote, Russ, I can tell you that the power of Jesus is awesome. After we prayed, we felt all the heavy darkness leave the air and lift off of us. It was amazing and great evidence that where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is also. Thank you so much for all the work. He goes on to say something about that. And he says, up until a year ago, I didn't even understand how real or even what the true nature of evil spirits and Satan are. tells me to feel free to go ahead and share this information. Can I ask you, if a rapist, a child predator is in your neighborhood, and he's already got a hold of some of the kids, are you going to leave your door unlocked? Are you going to set up a night watch? Are you going to watch your children? Are you going to take your children to school? Are you going to deal with the menace? When Peter went into Samaria, Acts chapter 8, evangelization was inseparable from healing and deliverance. Where the gospel is unleashed, deliverance is going to be unleashed. Where the gospel is unleashed, it is the cutting edge spiritual warfare of God. It is the kingdom, the basileia of God, attacking the dark side, exposing the dark side, but only in the name of Jesus Christ. And being saved are individuals delivered and brought to Christ. But it's by that name, Jesus Christ, and by that authority, Luke's Gospel chapter 10, that we're able then to command the demons. Did you read Acts chapter 8 lately? Where the entire city was under the power of one priest. And the whole place, high and low, those high in society, those low in society, were absolutely influenced spiritually. And all it took was one spirit-filled second-generation believer that went in obedience to the Great Commission and unleashed the gospel that included healing, that included deliverance, and you read the story. Demons went out screaming. You know why? They were all over the place. There's a city where demons are all over the place. There's a city where dark presence is all over the place. There's a city where all the people are blinded. They can't see. They can't get out. They can't look. They don't know what else to do. They are spiritually, absolutely caught. Until someone sent by God steps in. And the basileia, the kingdom, the reign, the rule, that is not a matter of talk, but of power, of love and joy, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, is unleashed. And in that city, a cutting edge came in. The living Christ in and upon and with Philip invaded the city of Samaria. What about your city? Is it dark? What about your city? Is it spiritually suppressed? What about your city? Let me tell you, the greatest thing, even when it comes to exposure, is living spirit-filled as a soul-winning, cutting-edge, you know, committed to evangelism. That's where the power is. That's where the living Christ is demonstrative, evidenced. That's where the clashing of kingdoms occur. And in Samaria, at the end of the day, the testimony of the Word of God, at the end of all of it, there was great joy in the city. Now, it might be one person that you reach, but it also might be an entire city. One man, Christ-filled, Spirit-filled, fearlessly committed to the Great Commission. In obedience. See, you receive everything by faith, but you manifest it all by obedience to God, to the Word of God, to Christ. Look at how the city was turned upside right. Let me tell you something. 2012, December 21st, 2012. More will be spoken on that probably this year than in the last decade. The coming alignment, the dark rift in the Milky Way, entrance to an evil realm, the Mayans believed. Through the center of the rift, the sun will align on December 21st, 2012. The galactic plane, the gravitational, well, it'll grow thin, they say. A pole shift, devastating, is it part of what brings... Have you read The End of the Age, the... darkening of the sun and the moon? Have you read about how the celestial bodies will be engaged in these last days. Now, I don't know if that's what brings some of those events about, but I do know that all the talk draws people's attention and is turning the world's eyes onto a demonically latent prophecy, demonically inspired spirituality, and leading hundreds of millions to look for a counterfeit spiritual golden age. It's what the Antichrist himself is going to promise. It's what the old Luciferians, it's what the old Masonic teachers, it's what Alice Bailey, it's what the old occultists, it's even what Casey and now current remote viewers are getting from the Akashic Records. A new golden age. And if you don't understand the cutting edge Holy Spirit given prophecies in Scripture, that it's the greatest deception of the ages, that it will bring more destruction to humanity by the billions. Well, I care about that. I care about that, and I'm going to tell you nine things quickly here. Number one, it's old, but why the massive influence today, the spiritual drawing? You know why? Because the spirits of the dark side, as prophesied, are calling and manifesting and guiding and getting vessels and bringing teaching. And the goal, as we read Timothy 4:1, to deceive many. And let me tell you something, as a believer in Christ, once in those old dark rivers, now, well, washed by the blood of Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, knowing this truth, well, listen, it burns my britches to see the enemy do what he does. And it does rile me at times to see that there are believers that say that it's not important. Number two, they covered the past. They're going to cover the present. Just as what occurred down there in that area, you've got to understand the coming global Babylon, the coming global spiritual force. Revelation 18 speaks about the manifestation of the demonic off the charts. We're on our way. Number three, millions influenced, even if you look at websites on Quetzalcoatl, Kukulcan, if you look at the Mayan spirituality, the temples, the calendar, Mayan prophecies 2012, you're talking now possibly millions of sites and thousands upon thousands of sites dedicated to promoting 2012 and being guided by the spirituality and influencing many more to draw eyes to the greatest delusion possibly the world's ever known. Number four, the spiritual influence is Antichrist. Jesus, they say, is the same as Quetzalcoatl. Do a little historical study and see the vast, incredible difference. Quetzalcoatl, if he was not Nephilim, he was just simply a demonic presence manifest. He involved in human sacrifice, involved in the subjugation of the dear people of that day. And for those that sit back and do nothing and say nothing that we shouldn't even talk about it, does anybody care about evangelizing Mayans today? We've got plans. Point number five, the spiritual influence is pro-New Age and pro-New World Order. Point number six, the spiritual influence is pro the Antichrist. It will involve not only a new golden age, but a new world leader. You watch. Daniel Pinchbeck has written a book called The Return of Quetzalcoatl. Is that going to layer the coming of the Antichrist? Point number seven, it is proclaiming a coming chaos and then a new age. And it includes a new humanity. But by what power? Number eight, it will join and does join old occultic, Masonic, the old mystery religions of the ages, direct Luciferic prophecies, those streams are flowing together as never before into one dark river flowing from Hell's Kitchen. Number nine, the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal, 2012, December 21st, Mayan prophecies, the establishment of a new golden age. Counterfeit to the millennium that Christ is bringing, the new age that God says out of the book of Daniel, out of the book of Revelation, will bring the greatest destruction to human environment, to billions of humans, and to the loss of lives eternally. If God has given us that kind of cutting-edge information, what do you think we should do with it? Some will turn their heads down into the sand, only their rears sticking up to get spiritually kicked. Others will be brave like David. Others will be brave like Philip. Others will understand that all of Scripture and all that Christ has come to do and the compassion to reach individuals. Well, I believe there are some of you that as the compelling love of God, the reality of the time we live in, the urgency of this gospel hour, I believe there are those of you, you won't let anything stop you from reaching every person you can. And if you're listening right now, even later on in the archives, let me tell you now, Jesus Christ summons you and calls you to new life and calls you to come home, to repent, to turn around from being separated from God and living with the sin on your own head. See, your blood is on your own head right now. And Jesus did die at that cross and was buried and was risen from the dead, as prophecy said. He's coming again. You can know him right now. The Bible says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Christ can come into your life, the power of God, a new life. And listen, the word of God opened up to you. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Write to us. Let us know if you've accepted Christ. We're at the end of the hour. Remember us, dear believers, in prayer and also in support. We love you. See you tomorrow night.